You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Lisa Yamai is the executive vice president of Snowpeak and granddaughter of the founder of the Japanese outdoor apparel and gear firm. Yukio Yamai was an accomplished mountaineer and started the brand in 1958 to create climbing gear that met his standards. Snowpeak has been known for decades in its home nation for peerless camping equipment. But in 2014, Lisa, a trained fashion designer, joined to lead the development of the company's first ever apparel line. The world of hiking has been embraced by the fashion industry lately, with luxury brands conjuring trail-ready boots, backpacks, and parkas. But when it comes to style and performance, few can rival Snowpeak. Now the company, which has a firm footing in the US and Asia, has come to the UK with an impressive three-story flagship in central London. For this week's episode, Lisa sat down with Monocle's fashion editor, Jamie Waters, to discuss her vision for Snowpeak.
Yeah, Snowpeak founded in 1958 by my grandfather. So at the beginning of the company, it was a distributor of metal works. Snowpeak based in Niigata Prefecture. It's a super countryside of Japan. So this city is very, very special for the metal works in the local manufacturing. So my grandfather has his personal hobby. It's rock climbing. He went to a rock climb almost every weekend. He started to make a good quality, good Japanese quality rock climbing gear by himself with local manufacturing.
Because it's still very much a family-run business. So after your grandfather, then your dad took over at some point and made it. What did he do? He made it more of a mainstream camping.
So my dad joined Snowpeak over 30 years ago. And rock climbing is a much extreme outdoor activity. Yeah, not like a usual activity in Japan. Yeah, my dad wanted to outdoor culture should be accessible for Japanese lifestyle. And he is handling camping business for 30 years. Then I joined Snowpeak in 2012. And I started a new apparel business in Snowpeak. And it started in 2014.
And it's interesting because I think a lot of Western consumers, and definitely I came across the brand through the fashion line, which, as you say, you launched in 2014. So it's an interesting brand because I think for a lot of people in Western countries, it's perceived as being, they know it as being an outdoor clothing brand, even though it's got this long history as a camping, for having all the tools and the metal equipment and all of that. So why did you want to launch the clothing line? And can you explain a bit about what the clothing line has done to make the brand better known to an audience outside Japan? How powerful the clothing line has been?
So I had two backgrounds, outdoor culture and fashion culture. And when I joined Snowpeak, these industry was too separated. And so I want to bridge fashion culture to outdoor culture mixing together. I wanted to create new outdoor fashion culture based in Japan. Snowpeak created Japanese-styled camping culture in Japan to worldwide. So I wanted to do same things by outdoor fashion.
What's the breakdown now in terms of how much of the business does fashion represent and how much of the business is represented by proper camping equipment?
Actually, apparel business is still small, maybe 15% of the whole Snow Peak business, because Snow Peak is handling the camping business for 30 years,
yeah.
But apparel just started 5 years ago, but our business still growing up, yeah, in the world.
What are your future plans for the brand? How big do you see the brand getting? And, you know, you've now got shops in America, you've just opened in London, you're in numerous Asian countries. What's in the future? What do you want it to become?
My future plan in Snow Peak, it's a Snow Peak creative, more variable lifestyle. It's like a life value for the worldwide customer and the more wider audience are feeling nature in their lifestyle. It's like back to more primitive life. Yeah, feeling nature back to the more human being by the outdoor things, camping and hiking, or feeling natural materials by clothing, like that.
You organize a lot of camping events and things as well, don't you? It's not just that you have shops, you also are organizing all these kind of things for people to experience.
Oh, yeah. In Japan, Snow Peak has over 30 times camping event with our Snow Peak consumers. Like Snow Peak staff are camping with our users together, and also our customer feedback some positive opinion and negative opinion are directly to Snow Peak. Yeah, it's very, very important things. Yeah, so we got a lot of feedback directly from our consumers. We can make a much better product by their opinions, and it improve products and service also. Yeah, that's very important things for the brand.
How important is it to you that Snow Peak is a family-run business? And what's it like for you to work with your dad and in this kind of heritage family company?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Yeah, so I love family business, but it's like sometimes very good, sometimes it's too terrible, like fighting and crying. But basically, my dad and I having the same spirit and same philosophy for the handling the business and creating new products or something new business. And it's very good things. So my grandfather created Snow Peak culture, and my dad are more wider business by camping, and I created our new apparel business in other industry. Yeah, my family's spirit is passed down to next generation. Yeah, it's so sweet.
Lisa Yamai, Executive Vice President of Snow Peak, speaking to Monocle's fashion editor, Jamie Waters. You can read more about Lisa's plans for the family business in Monocle's December-January issue on Newsstands Now. Thanks to Lisa for her time and to Jamie for conducting this interview. The show was mixed and edited by Louis Allen. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.